Track 11. David Clayton has done many things in his life, and we'll now learn that he's delivered a lot of training for the BBC and been in some unusual training rooms. Here he is.
One of the things I've been doing for years in the BBC is running training courses all over the country for presenters, producers, managers, that sort of thing. Great pleasure to do, often hard work, and you get to work in all sorts of training rooms. Let me tell you about two or three of them, because it's quite funny really, because one of them is on the eighth floor of what's called Bridge House at Salford, the BBC in Salford. And if you go to the top floor where the training rooms are and look out over the Manchester Ship Canal, there on exactly the opposite side of the road is Coronation Street. They rebuilt the set there about 5 or 10 years ago, and you can peer down into it from high up at the BBC. Can't quite see the faces of the actors, but you can see a bit of what's going on. So that's quite a distraction when you're training. The other favourite room I have is the basement of Broadcasting House, and by that I mean old Broadcasting House, the original one that was there, still part of the BBC, but now attached to a much more modern building known as New Broadcasting House. But you go through those big doors at the centre of that round bit of the old Broadcasting House, the main front entrance, go down a couple of flights of stairs, and you're in the basement. And in those basement rooms is where we train people. Sadly, there's no light, but they're air-conditioned, and it's fine. And in one of the training rooms I got to use quite a lot, there was a piano, which was a bit strange. Why would there be a piano in a training room? So I did ask someone. He said, oh, it's quite simple. He said, these were the rehearsal rooms and the dressing rooms for the BBC Radio Theatre, which is still there and was just above us on the ground floor. So it occurred to me that if that piano, and it was quite an old one, upright piano, had been there for so many years, pretty much anybody who was anybody in radio comedy and radio variety would have used it. So there I was thinking, well, standing here would have been Kenneth Williams and all the cast of Round the Horn. The Clitheroe Kid would have been there. The Navy Lark, all those people, that's where they would have been, because the shows were recorded in front of an audience in the theatre. So that was great. But the best one, perhaps, is BBC Elstree, because Elstree was famous for many, many great films made before the war and after the war, and the BBC took over a lot of Elstree 20, 30 years ago. And from there, they make all sorts of programmes, particularly EastEnders, because the Albert Square set is just behind all the office block training rooms. And before they got a bit shirty about it, in your lunch break, you could wander around if they weren't filming. Now they don't let you. There's a guard on duty. But the office block doubles as Holby City. So if you put Holby City on the telly, you'll see an office block which looks like a hospital. You'll see an entrance area where we go in to go up to the various floors. And that's, if you like, a reception for A&E. You go up the stairwells up to the training rooms, and all the stairwells have got all the signs on for this ward and eye outpatients and x-ray and all that sort of thing to make it look like a hospital, because they film on the stairwells, and if they were, we wouldn't be able to get up to the training room for a few moments. So the whole place is geared up to Holby City. There are ambulances parked up, and you think, has there been an accident? They're not real ambulances. And then, of course, the best bit is you go to the canteen to have your lunch in between all the training, and you queue up with a lot of people, and the people are often in costume. So the people who play the extras in the hospital scenes, the patients in the beds and some of the doctors, don't bother to take off the clothes. So you kind of get doctors standing there in what they would call scrubs, wouldn't they, queuing up for their dinner, and some of the extras are dressed up and bandaged up. And I once stood in the queue with a man who got his leg in plaster. So I said to this chap, what have you done? Like, what have you done to your leg? Oh, he said, nothing. I've just been laying in a bed with this strapped up for 3 hours in the background scene of one of the episodes. He said, boy, am I ready for my lunch.
Thank you, David.